بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who's blessing us with a lot of bounties, a lot of ni'mah. Before, right now, we are still enjoying the bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank him so much, because by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase more ni'mah on us, more bounties. One of very important things, and among the things that we see that we need a lot nowadays, is protection, security. Everybody's in need of that. The rich, the poor, the strong, the weak, all. And people, they will go very far in making sure they have full security or they are protected. You see, nowadays, people, they will be putting dogs at their yard. You know, the electric wires, you know, security guard, they will put alarms. Some, they will even buy a pistol with them. People, they go complete. And some they will even hire a bodyguard who will be working with them wherever they go. To the shops, to everywhere on the road, they'll be walking with a bodyguard. But at the same time, the same people you see also, they will get attacked, they will get robbed. With the alarms, with the security, the electric wires, with the dogs in their yard, they'll still get attacked. With the bodyguard with him, a person will get also, will still get shot. And he has a bodyguard decided. Because this is all on the human capacity. And when you talk about human capacity, it will never be perfect. There is no perfection in it. Because the same bodyguard who you put beside you, the moment he hear one shot of a gun, he will run away. You put a dog in your yard, the thief will come and he'll just feed you some bones. And the dog will be busy with bones and he will, you know. There's all tricks to solve out this kind of issues. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they promise us a proper security and full protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surahs of Quran Kareem. In one of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks about Surah Baqarah. That whoever will read it at his place, then shaitan will be away from that house. Surah Baqarah. And we all are looking for that shaitan mustn't be around our house. Shaitan mustn't be at our place. In the hadith of Abu Huraira, one of the very, very famous stories, where shaitan teaches Abu Huraira protection of a human being from shaitan. And what is it? Ayatul Kursi, Quran. You read it, shaitan will never come near you. Full protection. And this is a protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means Allah will send angels who will be protecting you. And who can break that wall? Who can harm you if Allah put angels to guard you, to protect you? There's nobody can break that wall. From even diseases sometimes. Surah Fatiha. How many things you can cure? How many different diseases you can cure through Surah Fatiha and through Quran itself? So many diseases you can cure. Some disease that even doctors, they don't know what to do in the hospitals. You know, today you have these people who get possessed by jinnat and all these kind of things. The doctors, they can't give you anything. They can't give you Panadol or aspirin to take out that. But through Quran, you can cure it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he teaches us what to read to protect yourself from evil jinns. At night, from shaitans, from those jinns who are looking for people to attack. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, read mu'awwadhatayn. You read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. You are protected through Quran. Even when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one of the hadith, Nabi Sallam, he got sick through black magic, through witchcraft. He got very sick, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very, very sick. And Jibreel Alayhi Salam, he came down with surahs. And this was قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. To cure that sickness which Nabi Sallam was in. And this was a lesson for us, because it can happen to anybody. And it does happen to some of us. So how can we cure ourselves from that? It's through Quran. So the solution is there in Quran. That's why as a Muslim we must always keep Quran close to us. This is our main resource. We take our Sharia, the rules, the law of our religion from here, from Quran. How to live, how to manage your life from Quran, and everything is in Quran. That's why they always tell us that Islam is a complete religion. Complete. And the main source is Quran. So we must always keep Quran close, and we must try our best to perfect our Quran, knowing the meaning, and especially, first of all, the recitation itself. The recitation of our Quran must always be correct. That's why we go through this surah slow, so that we can see what kind of common mistakes to take out from this and to correct ourselves. So inshallah, we did the four surahs. Today we are going to do Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabin wa Tab. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One very common mistake in Surah Al-Lahab or Surah Al-Masad, different Quran, they will put different name. Sometimes if you open the Saudi copies, they will say Surah Al-Masad. And sometimes the normal copies, you know, South African copies or Indian copies is Surah Al-Lahab. They are both okay. So, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabin Watab. That alif of Abi, it should be clear, Abi. And it shouldn't be Abi. Some they will read, Tabbat Yada Abi. Abi, Abi. It's not A, it's A. It's not Tabbat Yada Abi, 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 Abi. Abi is wrong. Should be very clear, Abi. And don't forget to pull the mud, Tabbat Yada. And when you go at the end now, which letter is there at the end? Is Ba. Lahab. Isn't it? Is Ba at the end. Tabbat Yada, Abi Lahabin, Watab. Watab, right? Now that Ba we mentioned yesterday is one of the Qalqala letters, which you must bring that echo sound to it, that knocking sound. But at the same time also, on the same letter, there is what? There is Tashdeed, there is Shadda. So one is, you have to bring the echo sound, the knocking sound of Qalqala, but also you must, don't forget to apply that Tashdeed which is there, the Shadda. So very common, you'll hear people reading it with echo sound, with qalqala, but they will not read the tashdeed, the shadda. So you'll hear people reading it, tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. Watab, that's how people usually, they read. Watab, which is wrong. Because when you read watab, it means you are putting qalqala, but you are not applying the tashdeed, shadda, which is there. So qalqala and shadda and tashdeed must both be there. Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. Watab means you will hold your two lips. The lips, you will hold them for a short moment, you know, like watab, watab, watab. The lips, they will be stuck to one another for some time. Watab. If you don't hold together like this, then you won't get it. It will be watabe, watabe, be, 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 like just normal qalqala. But when you hold together, watab, watab. Ma aghna, the second ayat. The second verse is, you pull mud, don't forget, ma aghna. And after alif, there is ghain. So the pronunciation, the proper makhraj of ghain must be clear. It's not agna. It's not ag, ag. Because when you say ag, it means you're reading gaf and not reading ghain. So you should be ghain, very clear. Agh, 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 aghna. Ma aghna. Ma aghna, agh, agh, aghna. Anhu maluhu. And there also, ma aghna anhu. And it's not alif, it's not hamza. So usually you'll hear somebody reading anhu. It's not anhu. Ma aghna anhu. It's not anhu. It's ayn. Anhu. Because there's a habit of mixing the pronunciation of a and a. A, 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 a. There's a difference. A is for alif, hamza. And a is ayn. So the pronunciation of ayn is a little bit hard. So some practice is needed. Anhu. Ma aghna anhu. Anhu. Maluhu. Wama kasab. Qalqala again at the end. Kasab. Kasab. And then next to that is sayasla. Sayasla. Sayas. First is what? Sin. The first letter is sin. But immediately after sin, ya, then is sad. And they are very close, makhraj. The pronunciation of sin and sad, they are very close. So a person must also take care in making sure he pronounces sin properly, and after ya, he pronounces sad properly also. So it's not sayas, it's not sayas. Sayas la, it's not sayas. Sayas. Sayas, sword. Sayas, sa, yes, sayas. And we shouldn't pull sin also. Sayas is not sayas. Sin is just normal with fatha, with zabar. So it's sayas, sayas, la. Sayasla naran. There is what? Gunna. You know? G. Naran dhal. Dhal again. We mentioned so many times about dhal. That it shouldn't be za. It should be dha. And the proper pronunciation, the proper makhraj pronunciation of dha is to take out your tongue. Dha. If the tongue is not out, then you're not going to get the the real makhraj pronunciation of that. So is the talahab. Now, so many people, or some people, they will always prefer to join that the talahabin wa mra'atu. But some they do, so many people they do in different ways. But the proper ways, ذَا تَلَهَبٍ وَمْرَأَتُ ذَا تَلَهَبٍ وَمْرَأَتُ. That's how you join these two words. Unless if you're stopping, ذَا تَلَهَب is, yes, قَلْقَلَة at the end. On ba, ذَا تَلَهَب. And وَمْرَأَ on Hamza, there is what? Wamra'a. There is Fatha. There is Zabar. It's not Wamra'atu. There is no Sakin. There is no Jazam. It's Wamra'atu. So that Fatha and the Zabar on the Hamza must be also clear. Wamra'atu. Hamma on mim this tashdid, the shadda. Hamma latal. It is not latal. There is very, because at the end of this ayat there is what? Hatabe. Before ba there is ta. So for a person, sometime to get the pronunciation of ta, he will say, حَمَّالَ طَلْحَ طَبِ. That's how they will say it. حَمَّالَ طَلْحَ طَبِ. Which is wrong. حَمَّالَ تَلْ. That is ta. Must be very clear. حَمَّالَ تَلْ. لَتَلْحَ طَبِ. The second one is ta. وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَ تَلْحَ طَبِ. So it must be difference between the ta and ta. Because ta is empty mouth letter. Muraqqaq. There's tarqiq. It's empty mouth. Just ta. And ta is full mouth. Ta. Ta. You can see the mouth is full of sound. Ta. So hamma latal hatab. Qalqal also at the end. Fi jidiha. Fi jidiha. After fa, there is ya. And after jim, there is also ya. So it's fi jidiha. Habalun. On ba, there is what? There is jazm. There is sakin. So it's qalqala also. Because we said, any of these five letters, if there is jazm on top, there is sakin on top, any of these five letters, if it has sakin on top, anywhere in the ayat, or at the end, where you're going to stop. Now when you stop, you read it with jazm also. It will be pronounced with qalqala, with that echo sound. And those five letters are ba, jim, dal, ta, and qaf. Ba, jim, dal, ta, and qaf. Qutubu jadd. Fi jidiha habalun, habalun, habalun. Fi jidiha habalun min masad. At the end also, qalqala again. Masad, at the end, qalqala. Min masad. So these are the very common mistakes we can take out from Surah Al-Lahab, Surah Al-Masad. We must try our best to correct them. We read it one time just to see the mistakes again, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tabbat yada. That ta also there. There is ta with sakin there. Tabbat tabbat, that ta also must, the sound of it must come out. Not too much, but it must be visible. Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. Ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Sayasla naran dhata lahab. Wamra'atuhu hammalatal hatab. Tattadi. Hammalatal, latal, that is normal ta. Hammalatal hatab. Fi jidiha hablum min masad. On ba, there is what? There is sakin. Hab is not hablum. When you say hablum, then it's wrong. It should be hablum. Hab. So the sound of qalqala must be very clear. In ba, hablum. And at the end, on dal also, qalqala must be very, very clear. So many people, they will leave qalqala and not finding it something very important. They'll just read normal sakin, you know, masad, you know, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Kasab, it's not kasab. Because this is a special pronunciation for these five letters that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to read. Those are the ways which he used to read in this parts. So inshallah, let's try our best to correct these mistakes so that we can be reading the proper Quran, inshallah. We read some small part to finish the majlis, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.